This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 11th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel remains warm and sunny this afternoon. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies while Haifa sees mild breezes. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the Times of Israel reports Lebanon claims an IDF drone attack wounded two and hit an ambulance. Israel denies any strike. Also, negotiations between Israel and Lebanon have stalled, according to Mariv. The issue is the disarmament of Hezbollah, with Lebanon saying the group is cornered. Also this hour, Walla reports former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen revealed that his team visited Iran's nuclear site in Fordo on multiple occasions. Separately, Israel Hayom reports fear is growing in Beirut, as the IDF allegedly cuts Hezbollah's supply lines, striking water tanks and supply routes. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports the IDF and border police have demolished the home of a terrorist involved in the July 24th attack near Nablus. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen discussed the extensive visits to Iran's Fordo nuclear site, calling a U.S. strike there his dream come true. Iris, a commentator, also noted Cohen's remarks about Fordo, highlighting that uranium enriched to 60% is still far from a bomb. Hillel Fuld shared a heartwarming story earlier today about Craig Schneid, who recently made Aliyah to Israel with no resources. Fuld asked Schneid to rate his experience, inviting viewers to watch and find out. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the drone attack in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that Lebanese authorities claim a double tap strike in Nabatea targeted rescuers affiliated with a Hezbollah-linked group. However, the Israeli military states it is unaware of any such operation. This incident, if confirmed, could escalate tensions further in the region. Turning to the stalled negotiations between Israel and Lebanon, Mariv details that talks have hit a standstill due to disagreements over Hezbollah's disarmament. The Lebanese report claims Hezbollah faces mounting pressure and the strategic loss of a key position is imminent. This highlights the fragile nature of peace efforts in the area. Meanwhile, Yossi Cohen's revelations about the Fordo site were made at the Galilee conference, as reported by Walla. Cohen emphasized understanding the site was crucial, and he viewed the U.S. bombing in June 2025 as a significant achievement. This underscores ongoing concerns about Iran's nuclear ambitions. That strike in Beirut reportedly cut Hezbollah's supply lines, reports Israel Hayom. The IDF allegedly targeted infrastructure crucial to Hezbollah's operations, enhancing fears in the Lebanese capital. This comes shortly after the reported drone attack, indicating a potential strategy to weaken Hezbollah's capabilities. Finally, the demolition near Nablus reported by the Jerusalem Post comes after a tragic attack that claimed two lives. The destruction of the terrorist's home is part of Israel's broader policy to deter future attacks. Such actions often stir controversy and debate over their effectiveness and humanitarian impact. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that Cyprus remains interested in Merkava tanks. The Cypriot government rejected an offer for German tanks, showing preference for Israeli technology despite a recent freeze in the deal. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a slowdown in food retail growth. The second quarter saw only a 3.3% rise in sales, contrasting with a significant jump earlier in the year. This may indicate changing consumer behavior or market saturation. And finally, Mariv Business highlights a survey showing a price gap in shopping baskets. Rami Livi and Tiv Tom displayed a notable difference of 446 shekels for similar items, reflecting varying pricing strategies in Israel's competitive retail sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.